When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
720 WGN, thank you so much for joining us. I told you one of my colleagues was going to pop in the studio. That is Kevin McDonough. Kevin McDonough sells advertising for our radio station. He's also one of the nicest guys in our company. And he's doing an event that raises money for pediatric cancer. And Kevin, I didn't know you were like one of the originals of Pat Mack's Pack.
Yeah. Lisa, thanks so much for having me in. So this is our 11th year doing a bike ride where we have a group of people that get on a bike and we ride from Beverly on Chicago South Side to Michigan City, Indiana. And it's phenomenal. I mean, it's just such a wonderful day. And we have so many just fantastic volunteers and donors. And, you know, but when we started, it was, very grassroots. There was like 30 of us around a little tree. I remember the picture before we left and, you know, we kind of just, like, had water bottles and maps and figured out how to get to Michigan City, Indiana. And now to see what it's become is just, it's just amazing.
Yeah, so it's a big event. You expect at least 450 riders this year. But tell everybody about Pat McNamara and how he sized you up when you started dating his neighbor.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, so Pat Mack's Pack is it's a charity that fights pediatric cancer, and it's in honor of Patrick McNamara. Pat was just a phenomenal kid from Beverly neighborhood. Tragically, at the age of two, he was diagnosed with brain cancer and a tumor. And he fought like hell for 11 years and sadly passed away when he was 13 years old. But, you know, he was just bigger than life and just fun-loving, goofy, and just really inspiring to an entire community. So after he passed, you know, Tom and Dee McNamara, Pat's parents, you know, wanted to create a foundation to give back in his name and his honor.
And so the woman that you would eventually marry, that you were dating, was neighbors with them. And you met him on what, your second, third, fourth date?
Yeah, it was funny because so my wife's family is very close with the McNamaras, the Grants and the McNamaras. So Kellyanne, my wife, we were dating at the time. And, you know, I remember, you know, obviously meeting Kellyanne's parents and we went to a backyard barbecue and you had to meet Pat. You know, he was kind of holding court. And I remember walking over and introducing myself and he's totally sizing me up. Like, is this dude, you know, good enough?
Is he good enough for Kellyanne?
For my Kellyanne here, you know, and I'll never forget that. And he just had that presence about him. It was just, he's wise about, you know, beyond his years.
Because I'm telling you what, I've dealt with that because I volunteered in a lot of cancer hospitals with kids. And when they've been in a hospital environment around researchers, doctors, people like that, from the time they're two, they are wise beyond their years and they're perceptive.
Absolutely. And he had just had, he was a really quick-witted kid too. You ask anybody that was close to him. Just really funny and confident and really didn't let, you know, his sickness really define how he lived, you know, which is, you know, you think you have a bad day, you know, and then you realize what some people are going through and, you know, you got nothing compared to that.
So, last year I understand that you guys made $435,000. Not only do you help fund research, but you help families who are in financial dire straits because their kids are battling cancer. And, I watched Pat's mom on Fox 32 and I was so moved by it. So, Kevin, you're riding again. You've been on every single ride?
I have since, you know, it was started by a small group. Just a shout out to Pete Burns, Pat Grant, Tom Mack, Willie Winters. They kind of did it as just like a fun thing to get to Michigan City on a bike, a little getaway. And then they decided to make it a charity thing 11 years ago. And I was part of that original crew. And every year we grew. And I was saying we took a little picture next to a tree. Now we're taking a picture with a drone because there's so many people in the lot.
Can you talk a little bit about your training for this? Because I know it's a long ride.
Well, I dust off the bike. I make sure the tires are filled. I think this weekend I'm going to start, Steve, and then so I'll be ready to go. You know, every year at the end of the ride, I you know, after I the last hour of the ride for
You're
me.
Hurting.
Oh, yeah, you kind of want to get off that bike. And, you know, I'm like, next year's the year I'm going to come in and I'm going to be trained and it's going to be a breeze. And then, so here I am a week out saying next year will be the year I'm
busy.
Trained. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so people could ride with you. People can support you. They can make a donation right now. Give them all the details on how to do that.
That's fantastic. Yes, and every dime of every dollar goes to the fight. This is 100% volunteer organization. There's a couple. Yeah, if you want to go to patmaxpack.org, which is patmaxpack.org, you can sign up and ride with us. I mean, it's a week from today. We leave at 6 a.m. from Beverly. And then if you want to support my ride, you can actually go to pedalingforpat.com. It's a redirect just to my
Your page.
Personal page.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it supports pediatric brain tumor research for Lurie Children's Hospital, but it also, you know, financially supports families who are dealing with the nightmare of having a child with cancer, which, you know, Tom and Dee saw firsthand. That,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, obviously it's emotionally draining, but it's also financially draining. And, you know, everything takes a back seat, you know.
Yeah.
And so we help out with just a mortgage payment here and there, you know, repair to a car. The foundation steps up and financially supports, and also lets, you know, parents know that there's a group of people that care about you and we're in your corner. And, you know, we can't do the stuff that Pat Max Pack does without the financial support from all our generous donors. So,
yeah. So this is Kevin McDonough. You make sure that you sponsor him. Go to pedalingforpat.com.